Welcome to the Franklin Apprenticeships Automotive Podcast. Here we discuss the details about this unique opportunity for dislocated workers in Missouri. You know, this program gives you a great kickstart to a new career in the automotive industry, and that includes immediate full-time employment. Listen now to learn more and find out what steps you will need to take to enroll. The state of Missouri and Franklin Apprenticeships have teamed up to create a new program called Automotive, which focuses on helping dislocated workers to have a chance to jumpstart a new career, earn while they learn, gain credentials, and grow in-demand skills for future job security. And today we're going to talk about the specifics of this program with two of the program team members that are working to match qualified workers with employers who have openings and are ready and anxious to take on apprentices. So we're joined by Scott Turnbaugh. Scott heads up the Franklin Career Agents, who recruit and screen candidates. His team is your ultimate resource for all information associated with the program. They match apprentices with employers and guide candidates with tips to help them understand how to not only get through the process, but how to nail the interview. Scott has 20 plus years of hands-on experience recruiting and developing applicants. We're also joined by Robin Ferguson. Robin is a 20-plus year veteran of the automotive industry and is instrumental in helping Franklin's automotive team connect with local employers. As an ASE Education Foundation manager, Robin brings years of experience to the Dislocated Worker Program as a representative of our training partner, ASE, ensuring that the needs are met for both employers and potential apprentices. And Scott and Robin, how are you both doing today?
Good. Great. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And let's jump right in. So in October 2018, the Missouri Division of Workforce Development won a grant from the Department of Labor to partner with Franklin Apprenticeships and execute a program that will help Missouri's dislocated workers secure exciting new jobs in the automotive industry. And this is a new twist to traditional apprenticeship programs. And perhaps for dislocated workers, it's a bit confusing. For some skeptics out there, it might sound too good to be true. And given the amount of the get a job today scams that are advertised, questions are certainly understandable. So Scott and Robin, can you explain to the audience exactly what this program is all about? And perhaps we'll start with Scott.
Sure. So as an overview, we have a registered apprentice program with the state of Missouri for focused on dislocated workers. Perhaps someone's been laid off from a job at a Harley-Davidson plant, for example. And our role is to be the matchmaker here at Franklin. We go out onto job boards, social media, other methods, and we find people who have been dislocated from a prior job. And we are also out there talking to hiring organizations, companies like Ford, GM, other independent automotive shops who need technical talent on their automotive maintenance and repair teams. And we are making that match. We find great people, we interview, we prep them to get ready for that job interview, and we find the companies that need the hires, and we make that match happen.
That's excellent. Robin, would love your take.
We have visited a number of shops, both automobile dealerships and independent stores, and we have found almost all of them are needing new technicians or new employees. So that's really encouraging, and you know that gives a potential for people that are displaced workers to start a new career. That's really what it was all about.
That's great. So the apprentice is essentially a full-time employee from day one, not a temp, not a short-term contracted employee. So what's the catch on this? And perhaps we'll start with Scott again on this one.
There is no catch. You're exactly correct. You would be a W-2 employee hired as an ordinary employee with the same benefits, the same HR paperwork. Anything that would happen for a quote-unquote regular employee, you would be in the same position from day one. No temp to perm, no 1099 status, nothing like that.
That's great. Robin, any thoughts on this one?
They are a full-time employee of the business that hires them. And most of these businesses are looking, there's about a three-year period between the time an entry-level technician comes into the business and the time that they're really productive and at their peak. So the businesses are looking for someone that will come in and hopefully stay for a long period of time so that they can get that investment back on the time that they spent training them and working with them to get them up to speed.
That's great. So suppose a candidate picks up skills quickly, which is great. You know, can he or she move through the program faster? And perhaps we'll start with Robin on this one.
Absolutely. There are three areas that we focus on in the grant for the apprenticeships. The first is electrical, and then automotive brakes, and then automotive engines. So if they can move through those areas, pick it up, maybe they've had some experience coming in, they pick it up, they work hard, and they move through those areas quickly, they're going to be paid initially probably an hourly salary. If they pick up skills, then they can move over to the flat rate side of the pay scale, where they get paid for how much work they accomplish. So they can raise their pay quicker and to a higher level if they learn fast and they have good skills. If they can accomplish more work, then they can get paid for what they do. So, yeah, absolutely, and we strongly encourage them to move through it at the best pace they can.
That's great. Scott, any thoughts?
Yeah, they can certainly move up more quickly. I think one of the great things about an apprenticeship is by design, you are learning in classroom and then applying on the job. So we don't want to be in a rush to put someone through. We want to make sure they do pick up the skills and that they really sink in.
That's great. So overall, what are the requirements? And Scott, perhaps we'll start with you on this one.
The requirements from the candidate side, we are working with folks in the state of Missouri that have been dislocated from a prior position. What we ask is that the apprentice candidate come through a series of interviews with our recruiting team. So there would be a phone screen. There would be a video interview, typically. Early on, they take an assessment, a general sort of personality aptitude assessment, and then working closely with their local workforce office to fill out some paperwork on that side to make certain that they are eligible. Those are the main requirements from the candidate side.
Great. Robin, anything to add on that one?
No, I think what most of the businesses are looking for is they have to meet those requirements and then just have a really strong interest in a career in the automotive field. That's probably what they need most.
That's great. And for our last question is, how does someone submit interest in this program and what steps do they take? And let's start with Scott. I know you kind of touched on that a little bit on our last question, but would love to hear more.
A lot of where we find folks through social media and through job boards. So as they find us, franklinapprenticeships.com, as they come in, they will fill out a form online that they're interested. They will take an assessment, a little test, if you will, right then and there to make sure it's a potential match. And then it comes right over to our recruiting team. Once we talk to them through that first round of interview, we can, as needed, point them in the right direction to go back to their workforce organization, the state office, and make sure they get their paperwork in order there. So that's typically how it starts. Someone finds us online.
That's great. Robin, any thoughts on this one?
No, my advice to anyone that's interested in doing this would be to research the automotive service field and pick up as much of the terminology as possible and try to learn as much as possible about what the new technologies are that are coming out so that when they, first off, that they know what they're getting into, and secondly, that they can talk about it intelligently when they go to an interview.
Go to franklinapprenticeships.com to learn more about our Missouri Automotive Program. Share, like, and follow us on all of our social media channels to hear more information and gather tips from our program experts. Hashtag changing the American workforce, unlocking opportunity for job seekers, employers, state agencies, and educators.